Island selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that gives pleasure as it receives pleasure. Guys, we made it. It's episode 69.
Oh!
We did it. We did it, guys.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you so much.
It's our 69th episode. Spectacular.
Woo!
I'm Gabe Dannon and I'm here with my two great buds, July Diaz.
Woo! Woo!
And Gotta. How are you guys doing?
So good. We just want to thank the Academy for this. And it's been a long time coming, you know?
Yeah.
How long has it been? Literally 4 years of doing this show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should have reached 69 a long time ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
I want to thank my family and friends and everyone who supported me.
I also want to thank Agata's family and her friends.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank
for supporting us.
I want to thank July's friends and family
thank you
and it's an honor just to be nominated.
It is.
I agree. Especially in this category.
Yeah, I can't believe we beat the Adam Carolla show. It's amazing. Anyway, we have a special guest here to help us celebrate this special occasion. You may know her and you can see her perform with the Herald Team Leroy or the Improv Team Swimming Lessons Fashion Show at Lunch. She's my favorite improviser.
Oh, July.
This is true.
Wow.
Thank you.
Mary Anthony is here.
Oh, I'm taking it back. Oh. Hello.
Thanks for coming.
That's
flattered.
So nice. Such a nice intro, July.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here for the 69th episode.
It's exciting.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Big, huge deal for us.
We're all wearing
huge deal for me.
Cool party hats with 69 on them.
Yeah.
I'm just delighted and ecstatic.
Yeah, what a joy.
I think I might cry during this episode. Because it's unbelievable. It's probably the most I've ever achieved in my life.
Me too.
Yeah.
This is definitely the longest I've ever stuck around doing anything.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
4 years, think about that. I can't think of anything I've done for 4 years either.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Consistently exercised? No.
Definitely not.
I mean, I guess I would count high school because that was 4 years. But
yeah,
I was really in and out of that.
That was kind of against your will.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was forced to go to school a lot.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoops. So, Mary, thanks so much for coming.
Of course.
This is a podcast where we talk about things that are trending right now.
Oh, my. Okay.
Do you have any, are there any trends that you've had your eye on lately? Or
trends.
Do you like trends? Do you hate them?
Gosh, I admittedly, I'm not the best on social media.
Mm.
So sometimes I feel like I don't know a lot about trends. But I'll hear from friends about things. Well, the movie pass thing.
I was
just talking to someone last night about this. I did not get movie pass, but I guess there was a glitch in that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about that.
Right.
Bombshell.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a little bit. But like big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal in this house.
Yeah.
That we all live in together.
We as listeners know, we all live in the house from Help. From the
all live in the house from Help where the Beatles lived.
And not the Help, which we've clarified.
Yes, not the Help.
A different movie.
Yeah, I was like, what? Not the movie.
No,
the Help?
You don't serve shit pie here. Okay.
No.
Although it did look delicious. Also, how did that person not know eating the pie? Like, oh, this is
shit. A warm shit pie.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. But
it seems like one bite would be enough.
Yeah. It was great watching her eat it though, because she had it coming for that whole movie.
Right,
she did.
Yeah,
but we save that for the Help podcast that we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the Help podcast we do.
No.
But the help podcast we do.
Yes.
We actually do both, so it's
confusing. I mean, that's a great fantasy, though, right? Like, we've all thought about, like, that like revenge moment that we want, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's a few people I'd like to serve a shit pie.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's like we've all, it's like.
It's gotta be so good. Satisfying.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous, but watching it, you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eat it.
Eat it, sissies.
Have you guys ever gotten revenge on somebody?
I'm trying to think.
I don't know if I have. It doesn't seem in
I
my personality.
It. Right, yeah. I would think about it a lot, but yeah, it's not actually within my personality to follow through.
I don't think so either.
Like fantasize about doing something, but then never following through.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes.
Ooh, July.
I'm going to say that I mean, we're all taking part of this with this special episode.
Right.
I'm taking revenge on all my haters for not believing in me and thinking that I could make it to the 69th episode of the show.
Right. Yeah.
In a way, isn't our success the best revenge?
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. Living well is the best revenge.
That's sort of what I say to myself in the mirror every day when I wake up.
Mm-hmm. Do a little self-talk.
To myself. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good for you, actually. Yeah.
I think it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
good way
to
start my morning.
Legit. And, you know, I think when somebody wrongs me, I just completely erase them from my life and my memories and everything. So
good for you.
Good for you, yeah.
Good for you. And I'm the kind of person where everything will remind me of that person.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
like,
I mean,
it's
it,
like a way. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it doesn't happen overnight. But,
I love erasing.
What?
Oh, it's our producer of the show, Robo Laura Hall, chiming in.
Oh, right. Mary.
Yes.
I'm sure you noticed when you came in that our production window behind me and full production staff. There are a couple of people that I have not seen before.
New faces.
Quite a crew.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a lot to make 69 episodes.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Beautiful genius.
but they're all led by the capable by our capable head producer. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Okay. Got it. Yeah, she's the real star.
Let's
hear it for her. You know
people love her, you know?
Yeah.
Move over, Wayne Brady.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, please meet our producer, Robo Laura Hall.
Hi, Laura.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Oh, yeah. how's it going?
I love erasing.
Oh, you love erasing?
Mind erasing?
Mind erasing?
All kinds.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all right. She's got something going on.
I love racing, too.
Racing.
Oh, you love racing, too. That makes sense. You're a producer. You're on the go.
Oh, yeah.
You probably operate at just at that fast pace.
Yeah. She's addicted to the hustle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's got a need for speed.
She's always had five cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Snap, snap, girlfriend.
Oh, she's fun. And she's hip. She's
She is fun and hip. We love her. She's in a weird mood today, but at least she's, you know, not. Sometimes she's kind of nihilistic, but today she seems kind of good.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah. I'm at 69 life.
She's excited.
Yeah. Okay, Laura. Okay.
Yeah.
She's living the 69 life. Yeah.
Hey, we all are today, buddy.
Yeah.
which for her might be difficult because we have established that her head is a George Foreman grill with googly eyes.
Right.
So. Oh, George Foreman grill.
Mm-hmm.
So convenient.
Did you guys have someone in your life that like went through a George Foreman phase?
Oh, yeah.
My brother went through just this phase where like he just was cooking everything on the George Foreman. He was like obsessed with
it. Yeah, that was me last year.
Yeah. I feel like it's usually guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's usually like they have a little bit of like almost like an epiphany where they're like, I can cook things simply and easily with this Foreman grill.
Right.
I mean, is it easier than a skillet?
I don't think I've done it before and I don't think it's that much easier.
I don't think
it's
a and it
bitch
dries
to clean up.
Yeah. Your food out really bad.
Yeah, you see, it's like a visual. It's like all that visual. Like if you see like the visual of something where you're like, oh, all that fat is coming out and draining. Like, does something in your brain to see something.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's healthy for me, but it makes it gross.
Then you're right. Cleaning it is
horrible
and impossible to get it completely clean. You're just,
Sorry, not a fan, George.
Yeah, they're way better used as robots' heads.
Yes, much better.
And they it flaps open and closed as she talks.
And we want to give a shout out to our sponsor, George Foreman.
Which one? The man. Didn't he name all his kids George Foreman?
Yeah. It was Junior.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah. That's so funny. I love when people, when I meet a third or a fourth.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wonder who's going to be the first brave soul to break the chain.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be annoying to have the same name as your dad, right? Like in the house, it's confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't named after my dad, so I don't know. But I'm just assuming.
I was named after my mom.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I guess I'm technically a junior, but not really. It's a layered Wait, topic.
You have the same first name as your mom?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Was that confusing growing up?
Well, she goes by Holly because her middle name is Holland.
Okay.
That was like a maiden name way back. So it didn't get confusing that way. But it does get confusing, I don't know, when I was like getting my car and stuff. Like it gets confusing in like certain situations I remember. Like
yeah.
In high school and college.
Yeah. That
like
makes sense.
Just when it came to doing like official like documents and stuff, it would get like confusing for people. But
yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a woman being a junior.
Yeah. I guess I'm not, right? Because I do have the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Guess we have to call George Foreman. He would know.
He didn't worry about it when he was naming all his sons. He was like, whatever, they figure it out. I'm the main one.
I did have a Foreman grill around like that 20s bachelor era.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the kind of thing you put like next to a hot plate.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have like a fully equipped kitchen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now I will say the better version of that is I love my Instant Pot. That thing works. It does make life easier.
Mm. What is an Instant Pot?
Well, they are another sponsor of our show.
Thank you for sponsoring our show.
Thank you, Instant Pot.
Is that
thank
a
you,
part
George
of
Foreman.
Laura, too, or is that... Or that's
No, that's separate. But, no. You know, maybe you guys could send Mary an Instant Pot so she could check it out.
I would love
that. Yeah, it's like a pressure cooker, an electric pressure cooker.
Oh.
So you just throw everything in it, press a button, and in like 10 minutes, it makes a full thing.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. There's little.
Gabe cooks a lot. He's made some great stuff in there.
Ooh.
Some chili, some curry.
There's little tiny borrowers in there. And like
yeah.
Cutting all the stuff
out. How does it work? Yeah.
I don't know. You can't open it while it's running, so.
It'll
never
burn.
There's something going on.
Yeah.
It'll burn your face off. There's so
you
much
can't
steam
see the
in
magic.
There. There's actually tiny little George Foreman grills inside. That's how they cook it so best.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
It's time for Ask Agata. It's my segment where the readers call in or write in and ask me questions about whatever's going on in their lives. And, you know, they're looking for advice. They're looking for a little bit of hand-holding. And that's why I'm here. So if you want to submit a question, you can call us at 432-AGATA-HIGH or text that number, 432-AGATA-HIGH, or you can go to twb.cool/ask. What do you got for me today?
This question is from in or out Amanda. Hi, Agata. I just moved in with my girlfriend. She's great. I love her, but it turns out I'm not loving living with her. Like, she eats crackers all the time and gets crumbs everywhere, in bed, in the couch, in the bathroom. But that's just an example. There's a ton of things that get on my nerves. I still love her more than anything, but do I need to move out?
Wow, this is a great question.
Yeah,
so
I like that the cracker example was the main one.
That was the tipping point.
Well, you know what? I get it. I mean, you're with someone, they're eating a cracker, they're getting it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's mildly annoying. Now imagine they're eating crackers all day long, every room they go into, nonstop, leaving crumbs, a trail of crumbs. I get it. It would bother me too. So here's what I say. You can build some kind of like neck contraption.
All right.
that what is like a collar like? With like an upside down like net.
Okay.
Right.
But not a net. It'd have to be solid.
Oh, well, maybe like one of those things where you put the chips around it and you put the dip in the middle.
Yes.
But instead your head.
Yes.
In the middle.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. So then, yeah. So then put that around your girlfriend's neck. And then every time she eats crackers, it'll just collect in a little blue part. And you can just once a day empty it out.
Yeah. You can use them as breadcrumbs.
Yeah. Use them as breadcrumbs. Go to the lake and feed some ducks.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I solved the problem.
Where would one go to get, what is it like, just like some PVC pipe or?
I mean, I was thinking more maybe like a toy basketball hoop.
Oh,
that
okay.
You like put the ring part around your neck and then inside the hoop, maybe put in, I don't know, like some plastic wrap or something.
Okay.
So
okay.
It just collects in there.
So he'll have to put a little work in.
Yeah, I mean, something like this doesn't exist already.
Yeah.
So so don't move out.
No,
don't
move out. You love don't her.
Don't move out. Put a sort of necklace contraption on her. Yeah.
And you know what? You could probably like play it off like it's a, you know, a gift. Like,
yeah, I got you this nice necklace.
I got you this nice choker.
It's really exotic. It's really, you know, it's out there.
Yeah, it's it's very in style right now.
Right.
You know, it's on trend.
Yes.
These statement necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then secretly, your cracker problems are, you know, collected right there.
Right.
I think that works for sure. You can't ask somebody to change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. You can't. Yeah. You can't change anybody. She's going to eat crackers until very last day of her life.
Well, I'm going to play devil's
in bed? She says she eats them in bed?
In the bathroom, too.
In the bathroom.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and say you can ask for someone to change.
It never works, July.
Maybe just start with the not eating in the bathroom.
That's right. You could maybe do baby steps.
Yeah.
A little bit of compromise.
Yeah. Yes. Are we talking about bathtub or?
I mean,
what am I? If you're asking me what I'm picturing, is she is on the toilet eating
a
full sleeve of crackers.
Well, saltines, not even the good kind.
No.
In that case, I feel like
dry saltines.
Yes.
It wouldn't be an issue because they would just fall into the toilet, right?
And how is she eating these? Because when you guys eat crackers, I might get a few crumbs, and I'm not a great like clean eater.
Yeah,
right. I've seen you eat. Yeah,
yeah. He knows I'm a clean eater.
Right.
How is she eating these in a way that is just
see? I'm picturing where she's grabbing like a stack of crackers and she's sort of like smashing them into her teeth.
Oh, maybe like a smaller cracker, like a Cheez-It or something.
What are those like oyster crackers that they put in soup?
Oysters?
No, they're called oyster crackers.
Oyster crackers?
Yeah, like they put them in clam chowder and stuff. They're like the little ones that are like
cracker balls.
Oh, cracker balls?
Mm-hmm.
They're not. No, they're not balls, but whatever.
It's a weird cracker. It's a bland,
small,
weird cracker for a very specific thing.
Yeah, you get them in like tiny little plastic bags and then dump them in your soup. They're fine, but like you get it. I was picturing a similar thing of like a handful and then
just like shoving.
Shoved. Yeah. And then just like.
The bed in the bed is the big problem for me because,
for you.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I need my smooth silk sheets. Every night.
Right.
And
you're
I don't want.
Sheet guy?
I'm a real silk sheet guy.
What's the thread count on those silk sheets?
Hit us with that thread count.
Oh, man. Oh, it's like a.
Oh, can't wait.
You know what? I got a level
I can
with
share
you guys.
You mine after you say yours.
Give me that number.
It's so high, I had to give up counting.
It was.
It was.
Whoa.
It was.
Like,
I got to 69 and I didn't know any numbers higher than that.
Right. You know, you don't have to count
have
the threads, right?
Too.
It just has it on the package.
Oh, okay. I'll check tonight when I unwrap a new package.
You've been just counting every single thread. Well,
how do you think he goes to bed?
That's true. And you know what?
People count sheep. He counts his threads.
He counts his threads.
They probably lie about it. You know, they're lying about how many threads are in there. And then you're like, I'm going to catch them in this lie.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
1, 2, 3. And then you get distracted at 69, of course.
Because I won't stop laughing. Okay. The bed to me is a problem. It's uncomfortable getting crumbs in the bed.
Yeah.
It seems unreasonable that this person can't at least go
it to the like the living room.
Right.
Yeah. I eat in bed, but I know that it's like a fun, like single indulgence.
Right.
Like yeah. I'm living my single life right now. Mm-hmm. And one of my little indulgences is like, ooh, I can eat in bed.
Ooh. Right.
And I can get crumbs, but I don't care because it's my bed. You yeah. know, like this is something I can do because I'm on my own.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But like I fully understand that mm-hmm. if someone else was there, that would be rude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Gross.
And so gross. Yeah. Right. I agree.
Back in my bachelor 20s life, I would grill
that's the theme
on
of this,
my
right?
bed.
Yeah.
I would use the George Foreman grill and just grill all my
yeah.
my meats on
oh,
my
man,
bed.
Oh, man. Yeah. Get those drippings on your silk sheets.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
What thread count were we talking, July?
Oh, I don't know. By the time I was done cooking all my meats, I had to go through so many sheets.
Meats
should've
and sheets.
Should have just put down like a tarp or something yeah. at that point.
Maybe. But again, that was in my past.
Yeah. You know.
We all do stupid
yeah,
things.
Yeah, we all had our
yeah.
bachelor's
yeah.
yep. Yeah, that's true. And you know, hey, living with anybody, it's you're always going to run into things that mm-hmm. that are hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that you have to let go.
Yes.
So it's all just about putting it on those scales. You put your love on the scales, and then you put your annoyance on the scales, and you find out which one is which one's heavier.
Absolutely.
Put it on the scales.
All right, yeah. So that's your advice. Put it on the scales.
Great advice. Great advice, everybody.
Thank you.
I think we really helped this person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. And please, you know, write back and tell us how it
yeah.
went. I want
yes,
to know.
Please.
I want to follow up.
Yeah. In or out of... Next segment.
Funny, funny pages, funny, funny pages. Funny, funny pages, funny, funny pages.
Boop, boop.
Okay, this is a part of the show where it's me, July's funny pages, where I read a comic strip that I have not seen before. Mary, what is your relationship with the comic strips, the Sunday funnies?
Oh, okay. I don't keep up with them now, but I remember looking at them as a kid. My dad's a big newspaper guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Paper, yeah. I remember Family Circle. Is that the one? Or Family
Circus?
Circus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a circle.
Oh,
yeah. Time.
That makes
Thank
sense.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
The border.
I remember that one. I remember one, this might describe many comics, about like a kind of an angsty teen and a mom and their issues.
Interesting.
Gabe
yeah,
would know this.
That's a couple.
A
teen boy, teen girl?
I think it was a teen boy.
Oh, you might be thinking of Zits. Was it Zits?
Zits. Yes. Zits. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Zits and Family Circus. Those are the ones I remember.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I will give you a choice between three comics
okay.
and I will read the beginning of the panels, and then we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel is. Usually it's a setup to a joke.
Okay.
So you got to choose between Shu, Mama, or Sunshine State.
Oh, wow. Mm. You know, I'll go with Mama.
Oh, yeah. Mama's good.
Oh, Mama.
Classic.
Great.
Mama so, is a yeah. is a tiny little old lady. She's about half an inch tall.
That's right.
On the comic.
Oh, boy.
She's got a vain son with long hair who's always a dumb, vain son.
Right.
Right?
Great.
Son. That's all I know about it.
Got it.
Is he like a surfer boy or like skateboarder?
He's like weirdly, he looks kind of like a King Arthur era like squire kind of character.
That's okay. A great description.
And she's just like putting up with him. Is that the kind of vibe? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. A lot of eye rolling.
Oh, yeah.
His great. Name might be Francis.
Okay. Wow. This is a lot.
Okay.
Good info.
Gabe knows every single
yeah, he
comic.
Knows every comic.
That's not true.
It is true. You always know.
I don't know Sunshine State. That was one of the choices.
Any new ones? All right. So there's three panels here. The first panel, we see Mama holding a newspaper, and she says, "Francis, here's a very unusual opportunity. Quote, young person wanted to manage a small local office of Canadian firm. 43,000 $1,000 per year. Start immediately. So that's the first panel.
Okay.
Second panel, we see her son, Francis, sitting on a like a lazy boy with his feet up, sort of looking away from Mama. He says, "Mama, I couldn't possibly do it." And she says, "Why not?" Now we go around and we'll guess what the final panel is.
Okay, I have a guess. This is maybe obvious and not that funny, but the ad said it was a local company, local job.
Yes.
For a Canadian company.
Yes.
So I'm guessing they don't live in Canada.
Right.
Maybe they live in America. And so I couldn't do it. The mama is trying to send him away to get this job. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't want to move to Canada. So he's going to say, "I can't move to Canada because I'm wanted there for crimes."
So he's a fugitive.
He's a fugitive in Canada, too, also.
Great guess.
Okay.
Gotta, Mary, do you have any guesses?
I mean, I don't know the relationship between these people at all, so I'm just making a big leap here. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to guess he says, "I can't do it. I want to stay here with you forever."
Okay. Great guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna go along with same vibe. Like something like, you know, "I can't do it. Like, I just hung up all my posters in the basement."
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. like a totally like tone deaf.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get it.
He don't get it.
He no. don't get it.
He don't,
yeah.
He don't get like, it.
Read the room,
"Hello,
Francis."
Yeah, Francis. Put that hair behind your ears.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Get a haircut.
Get a haircut. Yeah.
Get a job. Get
but
out of
also,
my house.
I feel like something with the Canada thing. That was such a weird specific thing that I'm like, right. Hey, there's something to that maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say Gabe came the closest. But you're all wrong.
What? Even me?
What?
Even you, Ghana.
Even Mary?
Even Mary.
Oh, what?
Even
especially Gabe?
Gabe. Especially?
I thought I came the closest.
Francis says in the final panel, "You expect me to learn a foreign language overnight?"
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
They speak English
of course.
In Canada.
Of course. It's
but they
so
do,
obvious.
They also yeah. speak French there. So
that's
it could
true.
Actually be true.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
It could be like a Quebecois company.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, now's the part of the show where I read the comments on the comic.
Oh, okay.
There's only one comment.
Oh, okay.
This is from ETB. They say, "Well, if it's in Quebec, he would."
Gabe, you already commented on that.
It's not me. It's just me and ETB. We are on the same wavelength. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was July's funny pages.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing.
Movie Pass couldn't afford to pay for movie tickets on Thursday.
So the Movie Pass.
Right.
Yes.
Issues with the yes. Movie Pass.
Back yes. to the old Movie Pass.
I don't have a Movie Pass.
I don't either.
No.
I have one.
So I need to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
So for people who listen to this in like 20 years when you're like, what is that?
Yes.
MoviePass is a monthly subscription. You pay $10. And at first, when they first came out, you could just use it to see as many movies as you wanted. And they started adding more and more restrictions. Now they have surge pricing. So like if you want to go see a movie pretty much anytime and anywhere, you have to pay like an extra $5 on top of it or something.
Did they have purge pricing too? From when we went to
no.
They did.
They pay you to see it. Yeah. It's really sad. No one's going to this.
Oh.
Oh,
poor Purge.
Yeah.
Nobody loves it.
Poor producers of the Purge. And then there was an incident on Thursday. July, do you want to explain it? Because I don't know it.
Yeah,
as well.
So MoviePass ran out of money on Thursday.
Oh, no.
And it basically brought down their app. You weren't able to purchase a ticket. using the app, so all these subscribers were really upset because they couldn't go see Mission Impossible Fallout. And so they spent all Thursday to Friday trying to figure out what to do, and they borrowed over $5 million in cash to get the app running.
Seems like a bad move.
No, I think this is going to really sustain them.
Yeah, so it's this is the end for MoviePass.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew it was going to happen. Yeah. It was too good to be true.
Yeah,
right.
I've had it for like 6 months, and it's been great. And I've definitely gotten my money's worth, but now it's back to never go to the movies, I guess.
You're just never going to go back to the
movies. I never got it.
I was like, I was suspicious. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never...
It is shady, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, also yeah, subscription. Slim. We're in like the era of like subscription services for everything. You can you could get toothbrushes,
right.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Everything is like, what the heck? Like, we all have no time anymore that we right. have to subscribe to everything and have it delivered.
Yeah, if I want to like talk to my parents, I have to subscribe to, you know, their newsletter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just stories about you?
It's all stories about me, and I'm like, I live this life. I know all these stories.
Oh, they're so proud of you. That's cute. How do I sign up?
Please don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not surprised. Also, I'm a little fishy of the story of what happened.
Right.
Okay, great. This is a part of our show where we get fishy with different entities.
Right.
So, you know.
Do you want to play that theme?
Yeah, yeah. I got one. It's a big one. All right, so that's the theme for
actually
get
could
fishy.
I talked over it. Could I get one clean?
Sure. I got one. Oh, it's a big one. All right, so there's a theme for get fishy.
Get fishy.
Yeah, so you were saying you wanted to get fit. You're feeling fishy
it
about
just,
this.
It just, yeah, I'm feeling so fishy about this. It seems very dramatic. And like, why would they, like, I'm not sure how you found out the details about how it, but like, why would they want people to
CNN.
Know that they borrowed $5 million? Yeah. I'm just like, it seems a little,
right.
It almost seems like they're trying to like build hype around it.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just like, if they were really in trouble, it seems like they would make up a little like white lie that like something out of their control or something else like went down.
Right, right.
It's weird that they're fully taking the blame and like, and we had to borrow money, and they're just like fully telling the world they fucked up.
They haven't done a good job, like at least since they came out, like making it seem like they weren't on the verge of going out of business.
Yeah.
That seems like...
What is their business plan? It never made sense to me.
When they don't charge you for the product, you are the product.
You'll yell at me.
That's the most get fishy phrase.
Right.
You know what?
They're collecting data on you.
I know, but like a lot of it was like they are advertising all these movies to you. What, I don't get those emails. I don't know how I avoided it. Like, because a lot of people complain about that. They send out a lot of like, go see Gotti or whatever. And people are like, we don't want to.
I had to go because they sent me the email. I guess I have to go see Gotti.
Yeah. And like,
my hands are tied.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like they had some kind of advertiser deals.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
It's obviously not working if they ran out of money. So did they change it?
Well, they made
it?
Gotti. They produced Gotti.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Weird.
Weird. I think you're right. Maybe it's just all a big thing to collect data.
Probably. I think that's usually how those things go.
I didn't give them any data. They don't know anything about me.
That's
except
true.
For what movies I see, which I don't care.
I'm an open book. Take all the data from me you want. Just give me back the movie pass. Let me see my movies.
It was nice, though. It was nice.
Yeah, I mean, initially, the first phase of it seemed great.
Yeah.
You paid $10. You could see whatever you wanted, wherever you wanted.
Yeah.
Except Arclight, right? Yeah.
Well, it had the Arclight at the when it first came out.
Wow.
Yeah, they took that away. That was before I had it.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, like, it was way more expensive.
Oh.
Like,
yeah, I believe it was $49.99.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, so, month. And that's, like... And then they drop the price down to $10, probably to get a bunch of subscribers and try to drive the price back up. but it's not working for them.
Mm-hmm. No.
Another problem is I heard that they keep giving movie passes out to babies, and babies are going to the movies, and they won't stop crying.
Absolutely. Oh, and it's like, come on, didn't you see Boss Baby?
That's one place you can cry.
Yeah. Right.
I cried.
Great movie. Great film.
Well, I mean, I hope for the best for all the movie pass people. You guys always seem to really love it. And I love to see you guys happy.
Wishing you guys the best.
Yeah, you guys the best.
It's actually just all downhill from here.
Exactly, so. Yeah. This is the first point in my life where it's just going to be all negative, bad. Like, everything's just going to shit.
I'm eating shit pie
every day.
Oh,
damn.
July, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, it feels like I have to only because everything else in my life is falling apart.
The snowball has started.
Mm. Yes. Snowball of shit, yes.
There's no way that they're going to be in our email inbox tomorrow and say, like, we're going back to unlimited free movies.
No.
But if anything, maybe it will change something about the, like, way that movie theaters operate because they charge too much money.
Agreed.
Agreed.
It's a waste of money. And I never got a movie pass because I just end up getting aggravated if I go to the movies by other people. Yeah. So I don't want to
absolutely.
I have that problem too. Yeah. You've seen me yell at people.
Yeah.
I get mad.
People on their phones.
You need to be that grandma, right. But like,
I can't stand it.
That's terrible. Yeah.
It's so bright.
It's so bright.
It really bothers me when I'm sitting next to people who are like whispering throughout the whole movie.
Why?
And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, what is so important?
Yeah.
And it's like they think because they're whispering that no one can hear. It's like we're in a silent theater.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone like within 20 seats in any direction can hear every word you're saying.
Yeah. I don't mean to be a grandpa, but every time I go to the ArcLight before the movie, some rando goes in front of the movie and then tells me what I'm going to see. I'm like, I know what I'm going to see. I bought the ticket to see it.
I don't need to know the actors
in it. Yeah, I shush that person immediately.
I don't need to know the runtime. I'm here for however long it's going to be. I didn't look it up before.
I know where the exits are. Yeah. I see the big red sign.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, if shit goes down, I'm dying in my favorite place, the ArcLight. Anyway,
that was a good trend.
What would your little name tag say if you worked there?
Like to recommend, like I recommend you to see this movie?
Yeah,
or?
It's like your favorite movie. I
love that. And I don't know if it's annoying or they like it, but I'm always the person that's like, okay, right. Jurassic Park. I love Jurassic Park. Like, I can never, sometimes they like it or sometimes they're just like, fuck off. Like, I just wrote something to write something.
They probably just have the same conversation like 100 times every single day. So I guess.
Do you think that many people ask? I like to think I'm special. And I'm but maybe a lot of people ask.
Probably half and half.
Yeah.
What would yours say?
Ooh, mine might say, probably like maybe Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
that is a good one.
Good one.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, E.T. That's a good one too.
We got you. This is sort of a segment we do every episode where we ask everyone what their favorite movie is. So this is our trick to get you into saying that. Last time we did the show with Liz Reichel, we asked what her blockbuster recommendation movie would be. So
Oh, yeah, we did. I guess I just love knowing what movies people like.
Yeah. We tricked you.
Yeah.
You guys did. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, what would you say?
An extremely goofy movie, probably.
That is a great choice.
A goofy movie. No, an extremely goofy movie.
You like it to be a little goofy.
Yeah, a little goofy.
Right. Mine would be Austin Powers 2, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Mm. I put the girl in Swinger Baby.
Oh, man. Yeah. Such a good line. I got it.
I would have to say either Wet Hot American Summer or Boogie Nights.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
Wait, I'm going to change mine. A goofy movie.
No, you already went Max
I
Goofy.
Know. I also feel like I love Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yes. John Candy.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good one. It's a fun. Is that a holiday movie? It feels like a holiday movie.
I consider it Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I always watch it at Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's like a good Thanksgiving movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great for fans of transportation of all kinds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for boats.
Except for boats.
No boats. Get out of here, boats.
Get out of here, yeah. Boat lovers.
Sail
go watch,
away.
Yeah, go watch yeah. Boat Trip.
Titanic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not if you love boats.
Yeah, not if you love boats, yeah.
I do love Titanic, though. I would put that in my top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it growing up. I remember seeing it like right when it came out, and I think my dad was very nervous the whole time. He didn't realize the sexual scene.
Oh yeah. The handprint
scene. The sexual attention. Right. And I think he was just like, oh no. Uh-oh.
But there wasn't any actual sex.
No,
it just was
my parents
steamy.
Were just very conservative. I was like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I should watch that again. I don't think I've seen it since then, actually.
I haven't seen it since it
was on
VHS.
Yeah, when
VHS.
It came out.
It's beautiful.
The double VHS.
The double VHS.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when movies were too long.
Yeah.
They were too long.
I remember that.
Ben-Hur
very
was
clearly.
A double VHS. Yeah.
People say movies are too long nowadays.
You don't see two DVDs.
You don't see two DVDs.
Yeah, that's right. You don't.
Or Blu-rays.
Mm-mm.
What are we on now? I don't know. Is there another newer one?
You don't see two... boxes next to each other on Netflix.
Yeah. You don't have to switch theaters.
No.
Yeah. You start out the ArcLight and then walk over to the AMC for the second half.
Guys, I don't know if you knew this, but I've been known to do some bad impressions.
Oh, boy.
The kind that might cause a certain Jerry Seinfeld to say, "This isn't funny. Stop laughing."
My favorite thing Jerry Seinfeld's ever said when Michael Richards apologized for what he did on stage at the Comedy Store on Late Night with David Letterman.
Thank you for explaining my joke, Julie.
You know, I love explaining it. You know, it's my favorite.
Sometimes on this show, we put my mediocre mimicry skills to the test in a segment that's called Hit It, July. Oh, never sounds quite like it should. It's a sad and tragic mess. Also, it's hacky and crude. It's the impression that you guess. Okay, so this is the impression that you guess. It's a game where I'm going to do some bad impressions, and you guys get to guess what that impression is.
Okay.
You guys all have buzzers, and let's test them. July, what's yours sound like?
We were on a break!
Okay.
Did I do that?
And Mary?
How rude!
Okay.
I love that. I'm so afraid that I'm going to get competitive and just like slap your...
That's okay. No, it's fine. It'll be fine.
Okay.
I've simplified the rules of this game since I've played it before.
Great.
All I'm going to do is, as this person, I'm going to read from the Wikipedia page of that person.
Okay.
The impressions are going to be really bad, so you're not going to be able to tell by my voice. So you're going to want to pay attention to some details from the entry.
Okay.
As soon as you know it, hit your buzzer. And it'll be time to go.
time to go.
It'll be time to go. And as you may or may not have been able to tell from the buzzers, the theme this week is 90s sitcom.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
You guys ready?
Yes.
This is impression number one. We've got three impressions plus one tiebreaker if we need it. I am an American actor and comedian. I have won 5 Primetime Emmy Awards, 3 Golden Globe Awards, and 1 Tony Award. And I have also worked as a television producer, director, writer, and as a voice actor. In fact, I recently won a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Performer in an Animated Program for my voice work in Guillermo del Toro's award-winning series Troll Hunters. I have been married 4 times and have 7 children. What? I am a member of the Republican Party and have expressed an interest in some... Yes, Mary?
Okay, Wait, am I guessing the character or the actor?
Either is fine, but the actor.
Okay, I think Kelsey Grammer?
Mary is correct. It is Kelsey Grammer.
Nice.
Good job.
Frasier
On Crane? The board. Frasier Crane.
Right. Okay, got it. Nice
well
job.
Done. Well done.
It was the impression.
How many kids does he have?
He has... seven children.
My God.
I knew this because I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right.
Tumultuous relationship.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you, I'm not a fan.
Gabe's wife, I'm sure, would know all about it. Oh, she loves the Housewives.
She's a Housewives nut.
Me too.
She loves them. Can't get enough of those Housewives.
Oh, me too. I love those shows.
Well done. You're on the board. This is impression number two. My career began at age 4 when I made a television commercial for a bathtub doll called Splashy. From then on, I appeared regularly in commercials, making 25 of them before the age of 5. In 1991, I landed the starring role on the Nickelodeon series Clarissa Explains It All.
Can I do that?
Yes,
I got Melissa Joan Hart.
You are correct. It's Melissa Joan Hart. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Thank
we got
you.
A tie between Agata and Mary. 1 point each. This is the third one. I was born in Cheshire, Connecticut, the son of Melissa Nay Weber, a former dancer and gymnastics teacher, and James William Vanderbeek, a cellular phone company executive and former professional baseball pitcher. In early 1997, I auditioned for 3 television pilots. One of them was the fledgling WB network show Dawson's Creek. It does look like Agata got in just under the gun.
James Vanderbeek?
You are correct. It's James Vanderbeek.
Okay, I thought you said his name earlier.
Yeah, I thought maybe someone would jump in right there.
It felt too easy, but then I'm like,
yeah, there you go.
I thought you were doing another flub.
Nope.
So
sorry.
You do like to trick us sometimes.
I didn't mean, I wasn't trying to trick anybody. That wasn't the plan. Well, I was there. Yeah, I guess so. Well done, Agata.
Yeah,
you
well
won
done.
The impression
wow.
that you
well
guessed.
Done. Thank
well
you.
Done.
Well
thank you
played.
Done.
I'm just happy to be nominated.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget July's family.
Oh, I just want to say a shout out to July's parents for being so supportive. And all of July's friends have been so sweet to me. Thank you.
And your prize is a high five.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Wow. July and I are jealous of that.
just another thing to add to my downward spiral of my life.
Yeah. Well, that was it. Thank you for playing the impression that you guess. Never sounds quite like it should. Yeah, it's a sad and tragic mess. It's also hacky and crude. It's the impression that you guess. Mary, before we go, we have one last segment.
Oh boy, goody.
Every week on this show, we end by doing a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about something that we talked about on the podcast.
Okay, so let's do a hoedown about, I mean, we only had one trend this week, so it's got to be MoviePass, baby.
Right, let's do it.
Okay. Robolore Hall is going over to her keyboard over there.
Great.
To accompany
us. Oh, that's
us.
Right. Full circle.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just cracking her little robot knuckles.
How great that she found a job that uses all her skills.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Some would say that her character only exists for us to be able to do this part of the show.
I don't think so. She's been producing her ass off
right,
the
right.
whole time.
Look at her turning those knobs.
I'm sure she appreciates you saying that because a lot of people don't see what she does behind the scenes.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I notice. Yeah.
She's also
y'all ready to hoe down.
Oh, always.
I am.
Great.
Oh, when it is a hot day and I wanna sit on my ass, I just get out my movie pass and go to the theater and watch a comedy, and I get myself a popcorn and a big ol' icy.
So when I go to the movies, I'm always ticked off. There's this person talking, I'm gonna knock their block off. They're always saying the runtime of the film, I don't need to know that. Bye bye.
off and stop with your chiming. I just want to watch this movie and see what Tom Cruise is going to do next. Oh, boy. I bet I'm going to be impressed.
Oh, box office slamming. Look at the tickets.
It's so crazy. It's so colorful.
I want my film so quiet. I want the theater so quiet you can hear crickets.
Yeah, and extra butter, please. Extra butter, please.
Oh, the best one.
Yeah,
we've
it's
done.
Definitely the best one we've done so far.
Buttery crickets.
Buttery crickets.
Buttery crickets.
That's what I imagined at the end of that. Mm. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, it's a delicacy in some countries.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Like this one.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. Mary, thank you so much for coming on our podcast on this special 69th episode spectacular.
I truly feel honored.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
It was fun. What a joy. We made it to 69. We're so glad to have you here.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, you know, it's the least I could do, you know. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you'd want to plug?
Yeah, just what July said at the beginning. I'm on a few improv teams, fashion show at lunch, swimming lessons. Swimming lessons, we have a show at the clubhouse every other Friday at 8. And then I'm on the house team Leroy, and you can catch us on Monday nights, Herald Night.
Yeah.
At UCB.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What about? Oh, we will.
Yeah. Yeah, as I said before, this is true. Mary, you're my favorite improviser.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's so great to see you up on stage and sort of like, you know, you kill it every time.
Oh, July, yeah. Thank you. Mm. That means a lot because as you two know, July is pretty hilarious.
He is. Oh, yeah. He's very funny.
Improviser.
Yeah.
Very good. Very funny. So.
Recent cage match champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very
impressive.
I was
there on Wednesday. Were you guys there on Wednesday?
I was there, yeah.
I was there. I went last week. It was very
good. It was
good.
You guys were doing great.
Yeah.
Agata, do you have anything to plug?
I want to plug just a good balanced cheese board.
Oh,
I like
whoa.
Having like, you know, a nice variety of different kinds of cheese along with like nuts, honey, fruit.
Put a few grapes on there.
Crackers?
Yes. Crackers, yeah, of course. Mm. Crackers.
And I think that's a bathroom.
I love a good fig jam. That's one of my favorite things to include on a cheese board.
Fake jam?
Fig.
Okay. Some fake jam.
Fig.
Yeah, so try it out sometime. Oh, you
sounds,
might like
oh,
it.
That yeah. sounds great.
Yeah.
What about you, July? Do you have a plug?
I got no plugs.
No.
I will give my plug to Robo Laura Hall.
Oh, that's nice.
I want to plug Secrets of a Psychopath.
Oh, wow. It's a movie she really likes and she recently saw and she really enjoyed. She was telling me about it before the show. Yeah.
What is that?
What is it?
Oh, I feel like no. Oh, if you could see me now, I'm turning red.
Yes.
Because Secrets of a
okay,
Psychopath.
Bye. Oh, the end of the show.
What?
No, don't look it up. Don't find it. Don't worry about it. May or may not have been a terrible small horror indie film that I was in that I regret.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well.
Rubba Laura Hall putting Rubba her Laura foot Hall, in her
Jesus.
George Foreman grill again.
I don't want to have a beef with her, but I will.
Okay.
Well, you know, we don't like to see rifts between our guests and Rubba Laura
You're
Hall.
Right. You're right.
She's she can be a lot to handle. I'll be the first to admit that, but
yeah.
She means well.
Does tend to find some of our guests' deep cuts, and I apologize.
Oh,
that's true. She searches the dregs of the internet for every last little morsel.
I can't stay mad at her.
Yeah.
I look at that Foreman girl face, and I just think, you're doing so much good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on Tuesday nights on CBS right after Bull. There's a show called Bull, you guys.
Okay, we'll check that out.
Yeah.
No, well, just as a lead into us.
Right.
We can be found online at twb.cool and on all the social media places at Trends W Benefits, where the W is for with. If you want to get in touch, hey@twb.cool. And thanks to our friend Andrew Clotworthy for our great theme music and interstitial music. Find his tunes at clotworthy.bandcamp.com. And last but not least, thank you to the listeners for listening and reading. We love you all very
we
much.
Love you.
Happy 69.
Happy 69.
Bye.
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 Bye.